Is everybody happy? Can't be sad for being glad. We're happy to have you with us tonight, and this is our second Thursday healing session, so it's been good. We've got some testimonies we've had from the first one, and that was good, and we're expecting some more tonight. But let's just pray before we go into the Word tonight and before we get into the study. Father, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you that the Holy Spirit is the teacher. He will teach us. He will guide us. He will lead us. He will tell us what we need to know. And Father, even though the words I speak may be different to what someone particularly needs, you, by the Holy Spirit, will take them and mold them and make them what that individual needs. So Father, we thank you for it. We give you the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you have already this week heard on TV or read in a newspaper that you need to learn to take care of your body? Probably every one of you have just heard it on the news, or you heard it on some of the programs, or there's been an advert on for get this pill or that pill or the other pill because you need this and you need that and you need the other. And you know, we are reminded probably every day, I guess, that we shouldn't eat those sugar-coated things. I know Elizabeth's been talking to me about it, and she's in the process of cleaning out our larder and destroying and getting rid of certain things that she has decided that we don't need to eat. Because when you're reminded about these things, it also brings to mind the fact that you should have gone to the gymnasium or did some exercise. And that's the bit most of us don't like. You know, and so many people make decisions at the beginning of the year and they say, well, I'm going to, you know, lose 20 pounds this year or do this or do that. And after the first day, they forget all about it. But staying healthy is not just something that you hear on TV, or God's Word has a lot to say about staying healthy. But the thing about God is He just doesn't want us to stay healthy for our sake. He wants us to stay healthy so we can show Him appreciation and gratitude for His love toward us. See, the whole thing is about faith, living by faith, and faith works by love. Now, I can tell you right now tonight, I'm already aware of some things that are happening. God's going to touch somebody in the thyroid tonight. So get ready. Get ready. God will touch you. While the meeting's going on, somebody's just going to... God's going to touch your thyroid. My mother-in-law had thyroid problems, and I can remember, 30-something years ago, I suppose, my mother-in-law had problems, and Elizabeth and I prayed about it, and the Lord just said to me, lay hands on her neck. So we did that, and you know, God touched her, and things were changed. But the thing I want you to get hold of right now is that if we're going to live for God, we need to have, number one, a proper diet, not just the right food, but also a diet of the Word of God. We also need to do a certain amount of exercise, and I know that some people don't like that, but that's how it is. But, you know, we also need to get enough rest. A lot of people don't get enough rest. They don't sleep at night, and it's a problem when all the time God's Word says that He gives His beloved sleep. People come to meetings like this, and, you know, this is only a small group tonight, but we've been involved in meetings around the world. I spoke to 1,200 people in Philippines several years ago. And there were about 300 of them got saved. Philippines is an interesting place to visit. And I'll just mention this, by the way. And I know Maggie's here, and she's from Philippines originally, from Davao area. But when I went to Philippines, I discovered that there are two groups of people. There's Catholic and born again. You're either Catholic or you're born again. There's nothing else. And so from my point of view, I'm more interested in getting people born again than getting them into the Catholic Church. And so we'd just make altar calls and people would get saved. Because the wonderful thing is this, you never have to prove to a Catholic person, a person who's a genuine Catholic, that there is a Jesus or that Mary is his mother. That's all par for the course. They understand all that. They accept that. But it's just a matter of getting them swung around to receive him personally as Lord and Savior. But, you know, when I was in the Philippines, one of the things I noticed was that lots of people would come for prayer. And it's just same here from on the Sundays when we're here on Sunday mornings and I guess in these meetings too. Sometimes people come to these meetings and they expect the ministry here to lay hands on them and expect that that's it done and they don't have to do anything. But you have something to do. You have to attain to and maintain the healing that God provides for you. It's important that you understand that. Now, how many of you know who Brother Kenneth Hagin was? He's gone to be with the Lord. Now, some of you, how many of you know who Gloria Copeland is? She's still alive. All right. Well, both Kenneth E. Hagin and Gloria Copeland, they held healing schools. Now, the thing about their healing school was this, that they both insisted that when people came to the healing school or the healing service, they would sit through the teaching. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And so you listen to the Word and you build up your faith, and then Kenneth Hagin wouldn't pray for people until they'd been in several of his meetings and their faith had been built up to the place where they could receive healing. So tonight I don't make any apology for teaching the Word. I don't say that, well, we're just going to, you know, sort of mumble through this. We're not going to do that. I remember Elizabeth and I went to a meeting in this town, not this particular part of the town, but in the town of Melbourne, and a well-known speaker who was much in demand, we went to hear him speak. And he started out by opening his Bible, and he says, I don't think I'll need this tonight, and he sat it down and talked. Hey, faith comes through this Word. So I want to encourage you tonight, if you're able to take notes or you have some availability to do that, do it. If you don't take notes, at least get the CD. The CD from tonight will be available to you free. We won't charge. It's free. All you got to do is make sure you put your name on the list. And you say, but I put my name on the list last month. Okay, put it on again this month. Because we only send it out to the ones on the list. And it'll go out free and postpaid to you. So right now I want to say this to you. This is an opener for you. If you're battling some sickness or some condition tonight, you could say, oh, Norm, look, I've had this pain, this ache, this condition, whatever it is. If you've been battling something for a little while, I want to tell you something right now, that you're in the fight of your life. Because if you don't deal with it by the Word of God, it'll get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, and eventually it could kill you. But I got news for you. You're in a fight, but it's a fixed fight. It's already been fixed. The referee is on your side. You win. It's already been declared and settled in heaven before the foundation of the world that you're going to win this fight. Now, in the fight, you may take the occasional punch. You may get down a couple of times, but I've got the guarantee from the Word of God that though a man fall, he will arise. You will come back. You will get up, and you will win the fight. Now, I want to share some things with you because recently the Lord has been speaking to me as late as this afternoon, would you believe? Because I had a message all prepared for tonight, and when I was in the shower this afternoon, the Lord said, thanks very much, that's great, I appreciate it. This is what we're going to do. So I had to go to the office and reorganize myself. So number one, you know it's a fixed fight. But what I've been reminded to tell you is this, and this is a great spiritual truth that you need to understand, and it's this, that everything that happens as far as healing is concerned, it already starts on the inside. Every blessing that God has for you starts on the inside. It doesn't start on the outside. It starts on the inside, and it works its way out. Everything you need from God, even your salvation, starts in here. It all starts inside in the spirit realm, and so you have to build that up. God has promised you healing in His Word, both the Old and the New Testament. For example, Exodus 15:26 says that I am the Lord that healeth thee. 1 Peter 2:24, New Testament, it says that by the stripes that went on the back of Jesus, you were healed. So both old and new, there's a healing covenant. There's an arrangement with God. And for you to understand that and come into the fullness of it, because it's going to take faith on your part, but you're going to have to strengthen your spirit, man. That means you're going to have to get strong on the inside. So many times, you know, and Elizabeth and I, we've traveled the world for 27 years before we started doing what we're doing here. And all around the world, we've come across people who are looking for healing. They want to be well. They're looking for answers. But most of them are looking on the outside. They're saying, when the rash is gone, I'll feel better. When the pain is gone, I'll... But that's not how it works. It all starts in here. So you have to build your spirit man up. Here's a reference you want to make a note of. Proverbs 18 and 14. The strong spirit of a man will sustain him in bodily sickness. The strong spirit of a man will sustain him in bodily sickness. That means you have to be strong on the inside. You have to build the inside man up. Build the spirit man up. Have to build him up strong. Because as I said, everything you're going to get from God all starts on the inside. And the stronger you are on the inside, the quicker it's going to happen. Now here's another one for you. Romans 10 and 10. It says if you believe in your... what? Where's your heart? Okay. Believe in the spirit man. If you believe in your spirit man and speak with your mouth, believe in the heart, confess with your mouth, you'll be saved, is what it says. So it's a heart and mouth connection. There's a heart and mouth deal. It works together. Your heart has got to work with your mouth. So that means that you must want to strengthen your spirit man. You must have a want to do this. You must want to do this. You must want this healing that's on the inside of you to come out. How many of you right now say to me, Norman, there's only, 25 or so of you here, I need healing in my body right now. Okay? Hands going up. Okay. You got to build it up on the inside. Get your spirit person built up. Get your spirit man, your spirit woman, if you like, built up. See, all this healing comes from the inside. So you have to strengthen the inside. The stronger you are on the inside, the easier it's going to be to receive what God has for you. This is why we tell you to spend time in the Word of God. Spend time reading the Word. You need to bathe your spirit, if you like. So you need to bathe your spirit man in the Word. Bathe your spirit in the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. Faith doesn't come by what you heard last week, as you heard Naomi say. Faith doesn't come by what you heard yesterday or last month. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. See, listen to me. Yesterday's word is not strong enough for today's battle. Faith comes by hearing, not having heard. You say, always hear Sunday. I heard Ulu talk on Sunday. That's great. Remember it? It was a great message. Navigating through the seasons of life. If you haven't got it, the CD will be available to you this Sunday. So make sure you get a copy of that. But what you need to do is saturate in the Word of God. See, the Word of God tells us in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11 that this Word of God will not return to him void, but it will accomplish what he sent it to do. When God sent his Word to bring healing, that's what it's going to bring. When God sent his Word to bring prosperity, that's what it's going to bring. It will bring what God said it will bring before it goes back. Now, Naomi gave you a look at this little book, and she talked about the diagrams that we have in here. And I'll just mention it again, saying she mentioned it, not for the sake of selling the book, but just bringing it to you. See, what happens is this: God's Word comes down. The Word of God comes down to what we know as a logos, or a written word. That is taken by the Holy Spirit and put into your heart. That becomes what's known as a rhema. You then speak that out of your mouth. That's your confession. So you speak that out, and that goes back up in the name of Jesus. Because you pray in the name of Jesus. You don't pray in the name of Mary or anyone else. You pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. When it goes back up again, Jesus takes it and shows it to the Father, and he says, oh, Norman just prayed this prayer based on whatever the scripture is. And the Father looks at the Holy Spirit and says, Holy Spirit, go take the answer back. That's called the cycle of word power. That's how it works. That's why you need to bathe yourself in the Word, spend time in the Word, get this Word in your heart, because when you are attacked, you need to know what to do about it. You need to know what to say about it. There are certain things that you need to be able to just have come out of your mouth. For example, in Colossians 3:16, it says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. It doesn't say let the Word of Christ dwell in you poorly. Let it dwell in you richly. That's a word that some people don't like, rich. We need to come to a place where we realize that these are the words that God uses. See, to let that word dwell in you richly, that means you may have to turn off the TV and not watch your favorite soap opera. Not watch whatever it happens to be. You may have to turn off all the other distractions. Switch off your computer. Not spend time on Facebook. Not do some of these things, but rather spend time in the book. Let this word dwell in you richly. Let it dwell in you. Let it take up residence. Let it become part of you. Let it live in you. What some of you need to do is, if you've got some particular situation in your life, some particular problem, you need to get a few scriptures to deal with that problem. Don't just take general scriptures. There are lots of them, but you know, just for about a year, up until last year, I had a sore knee, and I went to the doctor, because I'm telling you right now, if you're not getting healed by faith, go to the doctor. He went to school for 7 years to be able to tell you how sick you are, but you can go to the book and find how well you are. I went to the doctor, and he says, "Oh, Norman," he says, "this is bad." He says, "You need a knee replacement." So I went to the book, and I found it says in Job chapter 4 and verse 4, it says, "I will strengthen the feeble knee." So I said, "Thank you, Lord. I'm going to take strength in the feeble knee instead of a knee replacement. I let you do the knee replacement. I received it by faith." Do you understand what I'm saying? See, you have get a list of several scriptures. There are four or five you could get for your knees. Just go to the... You do understand about a concordance, don't you? Well, you should by now. You go to the concordance, which is usually in the back of your Bible. Look up the word knee and get all the scriptures that relate to knee, and then write them out. Make yourself a list of them. Read them, meditate on them. Let it dwell richly in you. Get a list. Put it in your bathroom, you know, above your mirror. Every time you go to the bathroom to comb your hair, clean your teeth, or whatever you do in there, you're reading those verses. You're saying, "Thank you, Father. I believe. I believe. I'm speaking out of my mouth. This is what you have for me." Works for any situation. Doesn't matter what it is. So you begin to do that. Put it in the kitchen. Put it on your refrigerator. Stick it on the dashboard of your car. I mean, every time you're at a traffic stop, just have a little glance over there. Not too long, but have a glance and say, "Thank you, Father, for my new strong knees." Do that. Whatever it is, just begin to do that. Get a list. Get the CDs we give you. You know, every Sunday there's CDs from the messages. Keep these things in front of you. Listen to the CDs and build yourself up. Let this word be strong in you. As I said, yesterday's word is not strong enough for today's battle, because the devil is in his last throes and he's about to try and do some things to keep you out of what God's trying to get you into. But all this healing comes from inside of you. But you have to do whatever it takes to build yourself up on the inside with the word of God so you can have what God says you can have. So one of the keys is this: keep your mouth in line. Keep your mouth in line. Remember I said there's a heart and mouth connection. Don't ever say, or at least don't ever say it to me, "Why haven't I got my healing?" Because I'll tell you why. "I've done everything I know what to do, but it's not working." See, what's that doing? That's saying, "God, you're a liar." Because Mark 11:23 says you can have whatever you say. And if you say sore knees, sore back, sore head, sore ears, sore whatever, guess what? Out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth is going to speak and you're going to get what you say. So start saying what God says. Start calling those things which be not as though they already were. Romans 4:17 tells us that. In fact, let's just read that for you. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, this is one that you should have marked in your Bible. And it says this: "As it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations." This is God speaking to Abraham, Paul saying what God said to Abraham. And he said, "Before God whom he believed, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were." God calls those things which be not as though they were. Now that's an interesting little verse. You come to a place where you have to be saying things like, "Father, thank you that this word which I'm now hiding in my heart, is working. I am the healed in Jesus' name. So you start saying what God says. Now, that's your faith talking. That's your faith calling those things which be not as though they were. And faith is the victory that overcomes the world, 1 John 5:4 tells us. But you know, I've had people come to me and say, not so very long ago, I had a woman who shall be nameless, said, I couldn't do what you're saying, calling those things which be not, because when I'm sick, I'm sick. If I was saying I'm healed when I'm sick, I'd be telling a lie. But see, all that shows me is that that individual doesn't understand what God is saying. What God is doing, He's calling forth. I'm going to say it again. He's calling forth, and you need to call forth. Call those things that be not as though they already are. Okay, so you have a sickness in your body. Call those things which be not. Your body be not well, so you call your body well. You're calling forth what you want, what you're believing for, what your faith is saying. I like Charles Capps. Charles Capps says, don't call the cat if you want the dog. So you call forth what you want. See, God calls you well. God calls you prosperous. God calls you healed. God calls you His child. God calls you all those things. He calls those things that be not as though they already are. That's faith. And God is a faith God. So we need to be what He wants us to be, and that is to be faith people. But you know, because we're faith people and because we are word people, sometimes we're concerned. We think it's not going to work. We think, oh, well, I've tried this and it didn't work. Well, you have to go back and say, okay, God, by the stripes that went on the back of Jesus, I'm calling myself well. I'm not the sick trying to get well. I'm the well and the devil's trying to make me sick. Calling those things that be not as though they were. You've got to come to that place where you're going to take a stand in this. You're calling forth what you're hoping for, calling forth what your faith is saying. Psalm 119, verse 89, which we've used often, it says this, the word is already settled in heaven. And you've heard me say this, there's no discussion, no debate. Nobody's going up to the throne of God and saying, excuse me, didn't work, God. It's already settled. God said it, that's it. God said it, that's it. How many of you have already had healings from God in some form of healing? Doesn't matter what it is, small, big. Okay, there's hands going up. I'm looking at Kathy, I'm looking at my wife, and different ones. I'm thinking about how God has touched them. See, God wants you to have all that He has for you. Everything that is available, God wants you to have it. He doesn't want you to miss out at all. But you know what? The way to get it is this. You begin to act like it's already true. You begin to say, Father, thank you. Thank you. See, as much as it is possible, as much as you can, you need to start acting like a healed person. It's easy to act like a sick person. Oh, I got this terrible pain. That's easy. You got to turn around the other way and start acting like, what would a healed person do? They'd do something they couldn't do when they're sick. So if you couldn't bend your knee before, start bending it. Say, bend knee. I call you bending properly in Jesus' name. I call you into order. Start to do something you couldn't do before. Now, don't stop taking your medicine after I pray for you. Because although I'm a doctor of divinity, I'm not a doctor of medicine. I can't tell you not to take your medicine. I can't tell you not to have an operation. That's out of my field. Only God can communicate that to you. So don't take off your glasses and throw them away. How many of you knew a man called Bill Waterman? Okay. Bill's gone to be with the Lord, so I'm okay to tell the story now. He's in heaven today. When Bill first came into this message, I brought him into it. And we encouraged him and blessed him and prayed for him and asked God to reveal to him the truths of this message of being in Christ, who he was, what he had, and what he could do in Christ. And he got excited about it. And he went to a church camp at Lake Epilock. He got so excited, he thought, my eyes have been healed. Praise God, my eyes have been healed. He took his glasses off and threw them in the middle of the lake. He spent the rest of the afternoon diving, looking for his glasses. See, so I'm telling you, don't stop taking your medicine. Don't stop wearing your glasses. Don't stop using your cane until you get the manifestation. When you get the manifestation, okay, go back to your doctor and let the doctor tell you, hey, you don't need these pills anymore. Your blood pressure, which was, you know, so high, is now regular. So let's cut your medicine down. Let's let him tell you to do that. But you know what? God can do these things because he said in Jeremiah 29:11, I've got a plan for you, a plan for good and not for evil, to give you a hope and an expected end. So if you're a healed person, then you start doing what a healed person would do. Don't accept sickness as the norm. Don't accept sickness as the normal. Well, you know, it's okay. Don't start to make allowances for your sickness. Don't start making allowances for your infirmity. Just deal with this thing. James chapter 4 and verse 7. Now, I haven't opened a lot of scriptures. I've quoted a lot, but I haven't opened a lot. But I want to just read this one to you. James chapter 4 and verse 7. It says this. James 4, 7. It says, submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Do you see the order? It says, number one, submit to God. Number two, resist the devil. See, some people are trying to resist the devil, but they've never submitted to God. Submitting to God means that you're going to stay, okay, Father, what do you want me to eat today? Submitting to God means, well, I'm not going to drink any more alcohol. I'm not going to smoke any more cigarettes or whatever it is. I don't know what you do, but these are what things that come to my mind. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. So what does that tell me? Resist the sickness. Don't act like you're a sick person. Start acting like you're a well person. Resist that sickness. Don't accept it that, well, it's always going to be this way. My father had high blood pressure. My mother had high blood pressure. So therefore, I'm going to have high blood pressure. No, you don't have to. Why? Because you're a new creation. You're a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a... Now listen to it. He is a new creation. What's the next line say? Old things have passed away. You don't have a past. Old sicknesses have passed away. Yeah, you don't have those things anymore. They're not part of you. You're now a healed person. Are you following what I'm saying? I've written down here, these are some musts. Do you understand the word? Am I saying that? M-U-S-T-S. These are some musts as a foundation for your healing. I've got six of them. I'll just read them to you. I'm not going to preach on each of them. I could, but we'll just read them. Number one, you must know that it is God's will to heal you. You must know that it is God's will to heal you. Number two, you must recognize that all sickness and disease is a work of the devil. Acts 10:38 says, Jesus of Nazareth went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, with Jesus. Now, it didn't say that he went around healing all who were oppressed of God. Number three, the one that I've spoken to you mainly about tonight, is you must realize that healing begins on the inside. Number four, you must establish a point of contact. There's got to be a point where you say out of your mouth, that's it. No more sickness, no more pain, no more aches. And you make a stand and say, this is my point of contact. This is where I receive my healing. Do you remember in Mark chapter 5, that little woman with the issue of blood? About verse 28, I think it is. Mark 5. Where is verse 27, 28? Let me find it. It says, for she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Point of contact, she said. Point of contact, you say. I'm going to be well. I'm making a decision. If I can have hands laid on me tonight, I believe I'm going to receive my healing. I'm not moved by what my body tells me. This is my point of contact. This is where I say, this is it, devil, you're finished with me. I'm not going to have sickness again. Jesus paid the price to keep you well. Number five, you need to shut out the possibility of not being healed. These are the six musts. Number five, you must shut out from your thinking the possibility of not being healed. Don't let that even enter your thinking at all. There's no way that you can be in faith and fear at the same time. You have to accept the word of God says, we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, and that's it. You can't have the be double-minded. James says a double-minded man gets nothing. He misses out on everything. Number six, you must place yourself in an environment of faith. In other words, you must be in a place where the word of God is preached without fear or favor, that it's a word of faith, it's a word that's building you up, it's a word that's causing you to be strong, a word that's meeting your needs. Some people go to church because, well, they have such a wonderful Sunday school. So we'll just go to that church because, after all, we got six kids and they all need to go to Sunday school. Well, we have a Super Kids program over here. But, you know, they have such a great music program. We have a music program here. See, you don't go to church because of the kids or the music program. You go because of the Word. It has to be the Word, the Word, the Word. You've got to put yourself in that environment. Now, I was reading a report this week, and I just want to mention it to you. And the report said this, that people who go to Word-teaching churches at every opportunity, generally speaking, live 7 years longer than non-churchgoers. Can I say that again? All right, listen to this. People who go to Word-teaching churches at every opportunity generally live about 7 years longer than non-churchgoers. Word-teaching churches? Didn't say church. It said Word-teaching churches. See, going to church is the best way you can stay healthy spiritually. When you get this word in, Romans 12 says, don't think like the world. Change your way of thinking. Renew your mind. So when you start to renew your mind, you'll find that your mind helps you keep your body functioning properly because you're thinking good thoughts. You're thinking what the word says. See, when you attend church and listen to the word and hear the messages, it's going to take the toll off the worry and the depression and all the things that are happening out there. Every day, there are people around who want to pull you down, especially if you go to a church like this. Oh, you go to that faith church. We've had it. Esther goes to school. She's 8 years old on the 29th of this month. 8 years old. And you know, the world is already trying to pull her down. There are kids in her class, because she's in a combined class for her age and older ones. And even though it's a Christian school, kids put her down. But guess what? She's the one they chose to be the senator for the class. She's the youngest in the class. All the others are 2 or 3 years older. But she's the brightest one. Now listen to what I'm going to tell you. Because she's been in Super Kids here, she's already done this the first 2, 3, 4 years. 4 years of Super Kids. The teacher will say, we're going to read the Bible today. I want you to look up in your concordance whatever the scripture is. And all the little kids are going, where's that? Esther, she just says, I know where it is. Opens up to it right away. See, the Super Kids are taught this is God's word. They learn how to use it. And she, I mean, I'm bragging on my granddaughter, but, you know, she knows how it works. She goes to sleep. Now, listen. Forgive me, Esther. I'm telling tales on you. She goes to sleep at night. listening to CDs. It will be her mother, her father, or her granddad usually, or praise and worship tape. And it's playing in her ear as she's going off to sleep. When she wakens up in the morning, what's the first thing on her mind? The Word of God. Let me finish with another little story. How many of you know who Creflo Dollar is? All right. Most of you should know that. Creflo Dollar was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And the doctor said, that's it, it's serious, you're not going to make it. So he came home, said to his wife, Taffy, I'm going up to my study. I'm taking all these CDs and DVDs of Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, and all the other ones that he had. And he shut himself away for 7 days, drinking water, fasted, prayed, sought God, listened, put the word in. After 7 days, he went back to his doctor. And the doctor said, I can't find any trace of cancer in you at all. Lee Min, same thing. Doctor said, liver cancer, serious. Guess what? She got in the word and said, God, this is what you said. So I'm taking the healing. I'm not taking the cancer. Here she is. Doctor said, she has a liver like a teenager. Praise the Lord. See, what am I telling you? I'm telling you, listen to this. It's a fixed fight. You win. You win. You win in this battle. It doesn't matter what it is, but you must obtain and retain the victory that's already been won for you. Can you take all this tonight? It's not too much for you, is it? No. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just pray a little while. Ulu, could we get some music, perhaps? Hallelujah. Just whatever God puts on your heart, that's fine. I just want to wait on God for whatever He's talking to me about to tell you. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Arthritis in the fingers. In your fingers? Arthritis. Okay, sit tight. We'll pray with you. Hallelujah. Sit tight. We'll pray with you. Thank you, Father. Can I just say this? If you do have arthritis in your hands, there has been a report. Okay, that's all I can say. There has been a report. I'm not saying it's true or otherwise. But I've read a report that sometimes it's because of an attitude. An attitude. We have a dislike for someone, and it manifests as arthritis. I don't know how true that is. That's I read the report, so that's something. I don't have any medical background on that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We mentioned the thyroid before. Yes, God's touching a thyroid tonight. Yes, that's great. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Toenail. Okay, toenail. Thank you, Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 9 says, God will keep the feet of His saints. So there's a toenail problem. God's dealing with that tonight too. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. To you about our Sunday, may I say, just go, yeah, if you got something you want to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. She be people, thank you, Lord. Ramana Masutu Bosu Baba. Now, if I've mentioned something tonight and you want prayer, come out now. If I've mentioned something, and I'll get to all the things later, but if I've, any of the things I've mentioned, the thyroid, the knees, the fingers, any of these things that I've mentioned, please come out now and I'll lay hands on you. We pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just get in line here for me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Father. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Kibaraba samaramota. Rababa sidi bishobobobo sobabarandande. Hallelujah. Tony, give me your hands. Yes. Thank you, Lord. That's okay. Thank you, Lord God. Put them on. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Thank you for that anointing. Thank you, Lord. Touch Tony, Lord, right now. We speak to arthritis. We command it to cease its operation in his body right now. Oh, yes. Now, Tony, I need you to receive all of that. Take everything God's giving. Just let it flow into you. That's all. It's just the anointing. That's all. Let it flow. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. That's the anointing. Oh, Rabashini Musata Babobo Supupubuka Barandele Misaporobuka. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for that anointing. Going deep into him now. Oh, Kabarabasini Mishupuporabanda. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Kayleen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, every whit whole, Father, we call this back into divine order. Perfect. Every muscle, every tendon, every sinew. All o kibaba sabobo sobobo shandi misipura kalea. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that anointing. Oh, yes. Back, you be well. Be restored. Be made whole. No pain, no discomfort. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about it. That's fine. Take it on. Just sit down. Sit down. Sit down. That's fine. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. For Maggie, Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak life and wholeness into this little woman now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All of it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. All of that. Oh, yes, take it all. Don't you miss it. Maggie, God's doing something. There's something in there. Oh, yes. Sarabasi pishabobo kamanamandu. Rebe bobo sobobo bashanamo nokaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. For our dear friend here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, your thyroid. Okay. I'm glad God knows about that. Just lay your hand on her thyroid. Thank you, Lord. Father, we speak to this thyroid in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is greater than the name of thyroid. And so, Lord, as we lay hands on her, we expect and believe right now this thyroid to be healed, to be restored in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. She needs spiritual medicine in her thyroid. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. That's okay. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. For this dear lady. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Just take it all. Take it all. That's the anointing. Don't worry. That's okay. There's a seat behind you, so just sit down. That's fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Sit down. That's it. Thank you, Father. Arthritis, you're finished. You're done with right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Flower, thank you, Father. Oh, ki ba bo 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 ba 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 sa ba ra bo 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 so ba ra bo shini mi ti kua. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. That's it. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Over here, just sit down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we stand against arthritis. We stand against all the hurt. And we command healing and wholeness. And we thank you for Mark. We thank you for his giving. We thank you for everything about him. That he's a man of prayer. He's a man of God. We thank you for it. And we give you the praise. And Lord, help him in the areas that he needs help right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We do it. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One last thing the Lord has just spoken into my heart, and it's in the right leg between the knee and the ankle. Someone's getting like leg cramps. And I'm not at night. Maybe at night, but it's happening quite often. In other words, there's a tension or a tightness coming in the muscles of your right leg. If that's you, we need to lay hands on you again tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Naomi, do you want to say something?
Praise the living God. Well, thank you, Jesus. No. Take your seats. Take your seats there. You know what? The word has been sown in our hearts tonight. Do you agree? The word has been sown in our hearts. Hallelujah. Let's just hang on a little second there. We got one more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ribididikisi parabusunda da 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 namasiti. Ribididididi aburabasindi. Hook up your faith now. Don't let it go. Ribididididi amuraba. Thank you, Jesus. It is your will that my life be healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yika karabukusa parabasiti. Rembididikisa. Total healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ribarudadama kiriditi kiri epidididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididid Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, the word's been sown in our hearts tonight. And you know what happens? The Bible talks about in Mark 4 about the sower sows the word. What happens? Immediately, here comes this little bird swooping, trying to peck at the seed. So I encourage you, get a CD on the way out. Plug it into your ears on the way home. In the morning when you get up and you're driving to work, plug it in again. Get the scripture going in your heart. Don't let go of it. You know, sometimes you get those goosey feelings just because you feel the anointing or something and get all goosey here and you go, oh, something's happening. And then tomorrow, you know, the kids are on your neck and you go, ugh. No, take it with you. You keep praying in tongues. You're going about the day. You're doing the washing. You keep going. It's a way of life for us now, right? We're in the Word. What did we say recently? We don't take a vacation from it. We keep on the devil's neck. I picture a stiletto just right spiky and on his neck. Yeah, take that. Take a bit more. You know, we're getting the total and the complete everything that God wants for us. Amen. I've had a good time sharing the meeting with you tonight. We look forward to seeing you Sunday. Go in the Word. Amen. Hello. Oh, yes, that was my fault. I should have mentioned that. If you want to get tonight's CD, which if you've come out here for prayer, you ought to get that CD and listen to it again, because obviously it's ministered to you. Write your name down. Even if we've got it before, we might not have understood your writing the first time. Second time, we might get it right. And then you'll get the CD in the mail, all right? So do that on the way out. Even if it takes you a minute to stand in line and do it, there's a couple of pens, you know, bless the person beside you as you stand in there, and just have a little bit of patience. You'll get that done, all right? Bless you. We'll look forward to seeing you Sunday.